Shalom to all. Today's episode of Shalom Yerol Daf Lamed Beis. We are starting Lamed Alpha and Beis on the bottom with Halacha Tes, and the Vilna Sura Daf is on Tes Vav and Beis on the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Tzar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Chaticha Shal Kachi Kachim, piece of meat that was Kachim Vishal Pigol, and another piece of meat that was Pigol. This is when a kain has improper intentions when he's doing Avodah with the carbon. Ishal Noiser and another piece of meat that was Noiser. This is a carbon that past the time one is allowed to eat it. And what happened to these three pieces? Shenis Bashlo, they were cooked im Chatichos with other pieces of meat. They were kosher fine regular pieces of meat, and only when they're all combined is there not enough to mevatel them. If we pit one against one, the kachim against the chatichos, or the pig against the chatichos, or the nois against the chatichos, so there is enough to mevatel them. It's just that all together there's not enough for bittul. What's the din? Also zarim, mutter kehanim. It's also for zarim, but it's mutter for kehanim, and that's because all these things that we just mentioned are also for zarim anyway. And that's because, as we mentioned in previous mishnayos, this is going shitas chachamim that we do combine different shemos, different types of yisurim to say that everything here is aser, and that's going to be for non kehanim. The reason why it's mutter for kehanim here is because one of these Yisurim, namely the Kachim, is mutter for Kehanim, and just the Pigol and the Noisar, which are also for Kehanim, do have enough to mevatel them. That's why it's allowed to be eaten by Kehanim. Lamed Beis Amud Alpha on top, Rav Shimon Matel Zarim LeKehanim. Rav Shimon allows this entire thing to be eaten by Zarim and Kehanim, and that's because, as we've said previously, Rav Shimon holds they were not mitzarif different shemas, different types of Yisurim. On to another example, Basar Kachi Kachim and Basar Kachim Kalim, Shenis Bashim and Basar Ataiva, and we have two different types of Kachim meat. The highest level, Kachi Kachim, that's like a Chatos or Asham, that was mixed along with Kachim Kalim, a lower level, for example, shlamim, and that was cooked with regular meat. Also, l'tameim u'mutar taharim. It's only also for tummy people to eat, but it's mutar for tar people to eat, even zarim, even non-kohanim. And that's because since the zarim are allowed to eat the kachim kalim, that means that there's enough over here to be mevatel the kachay kachim. So it's mutar for non-kohanim, but it's not mutar for tameim, because no one tamei, not zarim or kohanim, are allowed to eat kodesh meat. And this is even according to Rav Shimon, because there's no necessity to come on to the din of tziruf to say this. And nothing more brings a brisa clarifying the mishnah. Tani, the brisa tells us shall pigel v'shal noy. Shell kachim kalim. That's a proper girsa. Then we say in the beginning of the Mishnah that there was pigol and noiser, they got mixed up. Where did that pigol and noiser come from? That pigol and noiser was kachim kalim. Meaning it came from an animal that was kachim kalim. Let's just use our example of shlamim, and it didn't come from an animal of kachay kachim. And now we're gonna have a machlekes about why the Brisa is telling us this. So Amar Bien Rabbeinu says, Loi Amru el kachim kalim. We're specifically talking about pigol and noiser of kachim kalim. And why is that? Because if we were talking about kachay kachim, then we would have a different issue. It would be aser due to zaros. And even Rav Shimon would agree that these Surim are mitzarif to aser for azar because it's common denominator that they're kachay kachim. It's only because this is pigol and noiser of kachim kalim, which we know kachay kalim are mutter to azar, that's where Rav Shimon argues that these surim aren't mitzarif. The Gemara's hold 1 second. Pigol and noiser la'achar zrika loikil fnei zrika hein. Pigol and noiser after zrika, after the blood is sprinkled, which technically makes them mutter for achila, wouldn't that have the same status as before zrika? In other words, we know that kachim are only mutter to eat after zrika, sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach, and pigol and noiser, since they're aser, should be viewed as if they're holding before Zrika, making them aser to non-kohanim, so Rav Shimon should agree that it's all considered one shame. The answer to that is that no, loy amru ela pigol v'noiser davar she'ein Zrika matartoy b'kachay kachim. They only said pigol and noiser, something that Zrika is not matar by kachay kachim. Ha b'kachim kalim, but in regards to kachim kalim, hoyel v'hein mutarin achar Zrika, since they're permitted after Zrika, afil lifnei Zrika, even if we're holding before Zrika, ain't like an alay mishum zaros, then they're not going to get malchus for the isra of zaros. In other words, the isra of zaros before Zrika only applies to kachay kachim, which are usher to azar even after zrika, but kachay kalim, which are mutter to azar after zrika, don't have the iser zaris on them even before zrika. Therefore, pigol and noiser of kachim kalim, even if they're considered to be before zrika, don't have an iser of zaros, and that's what the Brass is telling us, says Rabbi Yoina. That has to be that our Mishnah is talking about pigol and noiser of kachim kalim in order to have his machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. However, Laman Beis Laman Beis on top, Amar Beis, Rabbi Yasi argues and says, Loi amru ela kachim kalim pigol v'noiser. The only thing the Brisa says is kachim kalim of pigol and noiser. And it doesn't say anything about lifnei zrika. And actually, pigol and noiser after zrika are not like lifnei zrika. And in truth, this brassa tells us that lifnei zrika by kachim kalim does have an iser zaros. So what then is the brassa teaching us by saying pigol and noiser of kachim kalim? What's its emphasis? It must be to find a different iser, one other than zaros. And pigol and noiser of kachim kalim after zrika only have these isurim, not zaros. And that's what Biasi continues telling us. La'achar zrika v'like lifnei zrika hein. They're considered after zrika, not before zrika. And therefore, la'ez a duffer never pigol v'noiser. Why is it the Brisa emphasizes pigol v'noiser? L'haitzi kachim kalim la'achar zrika. Whereas ha'lefnei zrika, if it was before zrika, ha'il v'en asrin b'kachim kalim, like an alay mishum zaros, since they have an iser because they're before zrika, one would also get malchus due to zaros. So this is machalik Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yaino, what the Brisa is teaching us in the Mishnah. Now, Amar Vav and Ravin just tells us, skip the next word, masnisa misayel Rabbi Yasi, the following Brisa is arrived for Rabbi Yasi. The pasuk tells us, v'nid v'secha, talking about different nidavas a person could bring, and what's this referring to? Zu taida u'shlamim. This is a carbon taida in shlamim. She'im Kohanim achol mehen lefnei zrikas damim laika, that if a non-Kohen eats them before zrikas dam, he would get malchus because of zaros, that he's a non-Kohen eating something he's not allowed to. So we see very clearly that kachim kalim has an iser of zaros before zrika. That's like Rabbi Yaisi, not like Rabbi Yaina. Now we go on to discuss the second part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says b'machloikas. Even the second part of the Mishnah is machloikas. In the text of our Mishnah, we only have machloikas in the first part. That Rabbi Shimon argues on Tanakama, but in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it doesn't seem like Rabbi Shimon argues. Here, Rish Lakish is telling us that Rabbi Shimon argues even in the Sefer of the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yechon says Dera Akol, it's according to everyone. We have a question on Rish Lakish. Lam Gimel Amar Alpha Atab Loikin Tzavron or Meimar. Didn't we think to say previously? We had learned this earlier in the Masechta. Kula and Lashon Truma Mitzdarfin. That all of them are Mitzdarf because they're Lashon Truma. We had learned this earlier in the Mishnah that when we have a number of different Isurim that all fit under the category of Truma, namely Truma Bikurim and Chala, they're all considered Truma. So even Rabbi Shimon agrees that they're Mitzarif to Aser something because of Truma, even though they're technically called separate things, they all fit under the category of Truma. V'kayin, same over here in the Mishnah, Yitzarfu Kulon L'shayin Tuma. The next two words are not part of the Girsa. We should combine all of them for the Isra of Tuma. As we had explained in the Mishnah, both Kache Kalim and Kache Kachim are not allowed to be eaten by somebody Tomei, so that's not considered being Mitzarif them, that Rabbi Shimon would say, oh, no doing Tziruf. They both have the same exact din, and therefore Rabbi Shimon should agree to the din of the Seif of the Mishnah, and therefore based off of this Mishnah that we quoted previously regarding Truma, Rabbi Shimon should agree to the Seif of our Mishnah as well. And that's a problem with Rish Lakish. The Gemara answers, so Rabbi Shimon Lakish kadada tani bar kapara. Rish Lakish holds of a totally different brisa that bar kapara taught. Chaticha shal kadosh shal pigel shal noisar. We have a piece of meat, a kadshim and pigel and noisar, and his bashel mechatichas that were cooked with other pieces of meat. Rabbi Shimon matver chum oisrin. Rabbi Shimon matters and chum asers. We see over here that Rabbi Shimon does not agree to chumim, and that's obviously not like the previous Mishnah or like our Mishnah, and that's Rish Lakish's shita as well. He would disagree with the way we're understanding our Mishnah based off of this brisa. Hajmal chatruma. Malstar finishing the second parak of Maseches Arla, just like we were zecha finish this parak together, we should be zecha to finish the entire Masechah together, and of course, all of Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.